I've just driven BMW's latest X1 compact SUV. Launched earlier this year, the second generation X1 is markedly better than the first series, now available as a front-wheel drive or all-wheel drive in both petrol or diesel. I tested the 2-litre petrol S-Drive X1 front driver at 51,600, dearer but better equipped to the first series. Noticeably roomier in a body that's 38mm shorter but 23mm wider and 53mm taller. A more upright design to the previous claustrophobic interior, which had a very low rear seat. All models come with an 8-speed automatic with paddle shifters. The 2-litre 141kW 4-cylinder is eager and refined, turbocharged, and it comes with 8-speed automatic, which taps its performance very nicely. The previous model was rear drive, the front drive on this model providing more room, but it's not as sharp dynamically, the steering a little lifeless off-centre. I managed 8.1 litres for 100 with a combination of city-country driving. The new model gets a power tailgate, a rear-view camera, front and rear parking sensors, dual-zone air with rear vents, 18-inch alloys and man-made leather trim. Disappointments, shapeless and flat seats, and the number of options listed, and frankly, you'll be lucky to buy a standard vehicle. However, the latest BMW X1 is a big step up, and it's already taken the sales lead over Audi's Q3 and Mercedes GLA. I'm David Berthon.